back to Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.
DJ Khaled! Hey! Yes.
Yeah! Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
7:36 a.m. Hey, I know that we're winding down the football season. What's that mean, Martin? That means that round ball, the one that's circular, not so oblong, the one that bounces, you throw it into the hoop.
Yeah, you actually have to
you actually let it go. You actually have to have skill to play that game.
Well, I don't know. There's been a couple that banged around and made it.
That's right.
But for the most part, it takes a lot of skill and talent. And, hey, the key is not to hold on to the ball. It's to let it go up into the hoops.
That's right. It's my pleasure to bring on Devin Mitchell, shooting guard out of Suwanee, Georgia. Signed his national letter of intent yesterday with the University of Alabama and Anthony Grant. Devin, how you doing this morning, man?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing great. So, now, I see you're a shooting guard. Now, I played a little bit of basketball, played AAU basketball in the summer. I wasn't known for shooting. I was more known for rebounding. So explain to me exactly what the shooting guard's role is.
The shooting guard role is definitely to put the ball in the hole, score a lot of points, and really just make it easy for your point guards and other guys to do the things that they're best at.
Now, we came in with that song, "When I Walk Into the Building, the Hands Go Up." I just want to know how often the hands go up behind with three on the finger, Devin. Are you a three-point shooter?
Yeah. I'm a three-point shooter. I would definitely call myself that, but I think I'm a little bit more than that too. But they go up a lot.
So, Devin, now I don't have very many hot spots on the court. The only one I got for some reason is in the right corner. I love that angle from the right corner. But where are you lighting up from? Where's your hot spot at?
Definitely have to say about that right wing.
There you go.
That's my favorite spot.
My favorite spot's about 2 feet from the goal, and preferably right in the middle. But no, seriously, Devin, we're having fun with you. We're so excited that you're going to come and be a part of the Tide. When you get down here, we'll have to make sure we connect. Speaking of that, you had a lot of choices, a lot of opportunities to
Cincinnati.
To take your skills, as LeBron said. What made you bring your skills to Alabama?
First thing that really played in part with me was just with Coach Grant and their staff. I really felt a really good connection with Coach Grant and his staff. They really believed in me, and I believed in what they're trying to do. Another thing was coming in with two of my friends that also signed yesterday, Justin Coleman out of Winona and Birmingham, and then Riley Norris and up in Albertville High School. They both signed as well yesterday. All three of us have been friends for a while, so once we got the opportunity to play together, we all respect each other so much. When this opportunity came up, we kind of just jumped on it.
So you guys have you guys played some AAU ball or some of these elite camps, tournaments together, or how did you all become close friends?
Me and Riley met about 2 years ago. I think it was our sophomore year. We were playing at an elite camp in Birmingham. So we kind of stayed in touch since then. Me and Justin played for the first time together this summer in the Nike UIBL.
Mm-hmm.
And we played in the UIBL, and that dude had me shooting 42% from three-point line for four tournaments. So anybody can have you doing that. You got to play with him at the next level.
So he was dishing it to you at the right times and the right spots, huh?
Yeah, right times, right spots. He found me every time, so I knew that I wanted to play with him on the next level for sure. So we became like brothers ever since.
Visiting with 6'3" shooting guard out of Suwanee, Georgia, Devin Mitchell. Devin just signed with Alabama yesterday. Devin, you mentioned Justin Coleman, Riley Norris. When you look at this team, Alabama this year, what expectations do you have for the Crimson Tide moving forward?
I really have high expectations for them. You know, they have a veteran point guard and Raleigh. He's definitely gonna lead the team, and you know, he's really a good leader. When I came down for practice, you know, I could tell they go as he goes. So behind Raleigh, I think that Rayton and when Levi gets back healthy and Coop and Nick, I think we'll have a really good solid team and a solid year and be able to compete in SEC this year.
Devin, I see now. You're originally from Sheboygan, Illinois, right?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, you're from Chicago? All right. First of all, Cubs or Sox? Because, you know, I'm a big Chicago sports fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm a White Sox guy.
Come on, man.
Devin, you don't understand. You just put a dagger into Barrett's heart. He is a diehard Chicago guy, but he's a Cubs guy. He's a Cubs guy.
But
We meet in the middle with the Bears, but we'll be okay.
I was going to say, we can meet in the middle with the Bears and the Bulls, though, right?
Yep, we can.
So, you know, Bull, they got D. Rose back this year. You know, I played, first of all, you might not know, Martin and I both played football here at Alabama. Martin won a national championship in 1992. I won one in 2009. So we ought to welcome you into the family, first of all, being
absolutely
in the Alabama athletic family. But, you know, I grew up modeling my game after certain players. Who is your guy? Who when you're watching NBA or you're watching college, who's the guy that you model your game after? Is it Derrick Rose?
A little bit of Derrick Rose, just as far as point guard skills. You know, I kind of get the combo guard a lot. So as far as handling the ball and stuff, definitely Derrick Rose, Russell Westbrook. But the guy that I've really just kind of been watching a lot is Bradley Beal. You know, I feel like me and him are a lot similar, about the same size, both can shoot the ball, and kind of gotten that combo guard label. So Bradley Beal's probably the guy that I watch the most out of everybody.
Visiting with Devin Mitchell, shooting guard out of Suwanee, Georgia. He is part of that number 21 overall signing class that Anthony Grant signed yesterday. You know, I looked down the list here, Devin. You had offers from really all over. Cincinnati, Georgia, Kansas State, Memphis, Ole Miss. What was the key to getting you here at Alabama? What was the one thing you can put your finger on and saying, all right, this is why I'm going to Alabama?
Mainly when I was just watching them last year. You know, I feel like they always had really good teams that have just been really, really close to, you know, just kind of breaking through. You know, they beat Kentucky last year. They were top of the SEC for a long time last year. And I just felt like kind of something that they needed was just another scorer, you know. And with Lacey leaving, I feel like I can step into that role as a freshman and really contribute to that team and help that team out with my shot-making ability.
Well, Devin, we know you got a little bit of business to take care of over at Collins Hill. What can the people expect from your team this year?
This year we got a really young team. My younger brother, Jalen Mitchell, he'll be playing this year and starting with me. I got freshman point guard. So we're a really young team, but I think that I really have to step up this year and kind of carry the load a lot more than I have had my last 4 years. So I think we'll be a definitely contender for a region championship in our region and going to state again, so no doubt about it.
Devin Mitchell, Collins Hill High School shooting guard, number 22, ranked shooting guard in the country, signed with Alabama yesterday. All right, Devin, man, before we let you go, when are you going to be reporting to campus, and when's the first time we'll be able to see you in that crimson and white?
I'll be in campus in late May, right after graduation here, and I'm not sure when the first game is next year, but I can't wait. I'm pretty sure sometime in the fall of 2014. So,
well, Devin, man, on behalf of Crimson Tide Nation, especially Martin and I, we wish you the best of luck. Have a great, great senior year in high school, man, and fill that bucket up, brother.
Thank you. I will. Roll Tide.
Hey, Roll Tide. Devin, and just so you can keep abreast of what's going on over here with the Tide, make sure you just go ahead and get your smartphone out. I know you got one. Download the app Radio Pup, P-U-P, because the voice of the basketball team, Chris Stewart, is on every day on this station, Tide 99.1. So you can listen online, Tide99.1.com, but I know you guys have those smartphones. So you can hear what we're talking about over here, man.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I'll do that.
All right.
All right, Devin. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
That's Devin Mitchell, 6'3", 170-pound guard out of Suwanee, Georgia. Just signed with us yesterday, and I tell you what, I'm looking forward to basketball season. I'm a basketball fan. That was my first love. I made my parents pour a pad in my backyard. I had a Gorilla Grill, Gorilla, it's called Gorilla, and I used to love basketball. And then when I got about 14 and I realized that I was only going to be yay tall, and I couldn't dribble the ball like a guard, I said, all right, maybe time to switch passions here, because I don't think.
Sometimes we determine our passions, and sometimes our passion determines us.
Oh, definitely, because I was realizing really quick, okay, I might love this sport, but I'm not going to be going very far.
Yeah, I need to transition from player to fan real quick. I had that with, you know, it didn't take me that long, though.
Well,
I figured out long before then that I was going to be height challenged.
And I grew up in a basketball house. My dad's from Indiana. My dad's whole family graduated from Indiana. My great uncle played basketball in Indiana. So you know, right around that March time, it was natural for everybody to be lit up like a Christmas tree. So,
yeah, I love basketball, but I was always height challenged. My dad's 5'7". So
that's right. 7:46 a.m. We'll take a brief break. Coming back on the other side, we'll preview that Alabama-Mississippi State matchup. Get on what we think the key to the game might be. You're listening to Houston and Huber.
Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.